Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Coming up on show 11, 11, all the ones today. We are talking about how your new Tesla Model S and Model X will move forwards and backwards if it can't predict which way you want to go. Stick around. Also on the podcast today, Volvo want to get in on the short-term subscription to full self-driving game. We talk about a plug-in Lexus with a terrible charging speed and underground electric mining. Another story on that today after yesterday's podcast. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. Saturday, 12th of June. My name is Martin Lee. I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Thank you for your kind comments, emails, tweets, things like that, direct messages. I'm feeling a little bit better, but still hugely under the weather. And thank you very much for bearing with us on the podcast. Let's talk about how your Model S and Model X will change gears in the future. So the revamped S and the X, the long range and the plaid, have three ways to select gears. The first one, well, it's not really you selecting the gear, is it? The car is going to decide where you want to go. Now, that makes sense. If you are parked in front of a brick wall, you probably want to go backwards, and the same in a car park as well. But often you'll want to do your own manoeuvres, do a U-turn, I don't know, just go somewhere that Elon Musk doesn't think you're going to go, so you want to change the gear. Now, they've got rid of the stalks, so no indicator stalk, no gear change stalk. Two other options. So we've now got access to Tesla's instruction manual online, description in the owner's manual. Auto shifting out of park is disabled by default, but if you enable it, the Model S is designed to use inputs from sensors, they say, to automatically select a gear when you are ready to drive. Auto shift out of park is not always available, and if it's not, a couple of ways to change it. First of all, put your foot on the brake, and on the display on the left-hand side at the top, and I presume on the right-hand side for me and the right-hand drive market, a gear strip will display. You press the P button on the screen for park, and you swipe up for drive, and you swipe down for reverse. What if the screen's not working? You can use the center console. See, there are some buttons in a Tesla. You wouldn't think, but there are some buttons. And they are only activated to select a gear when the screen isn't working, not available until you activate it. So if the screen isn't working, you've still got this option, this kind of hardware version of selecting a gear. And so to do that, you can briefly press both buttons on the yoke steering wheel. And the actual owner's manual calls it the steering yoke because people keep saying, oh, yeah, there's going to be an option. You haven't got to have the yoke. Well, look, the owner's manual is full of the phrase the steering yoke. I don't believe there's going to be a round steering wheel. But anyway, a slight digression. Press the two buttons briefly. Don't press them for long because then you reboot the car. Well, you reboot the screen. And then if you do that, you can get the little PR, N and D appear in the center console below where your mobile phone sits and charges wirelessly. So that is the emergency, if you like, way of selecting gears. But Tesla don't want you to do that. They want the car to decide, or they want you to use the screen to go backwards and forwards. What do you think of this idea? It's redundancy, so that's good. But how much does the stalk cost? 49 cents? A dollar? If you're buying them in hundreds of thousands, why get rid of the stalk? Well, because one of the things I forgot to mention on yesterday's podcast, Mr. Musk on stage did indeed say that they have a philosophy that all input is error. Think about that. All input is error. Someone who has previously said he's a car guy, bought a McLaren, loves driving back in the day. Well, that's a stupid thing to say. All input is fun if you're on a fun drive. I want to drive the car. All input is error. Got the fanboys and fangirls going, oh my God, he's a genius. It's a stable genius. Of course, all input is error. We should have cars that you just don't even touch anything. Couldn't disagree more. Anyway, let's move on and talk about the G7 group of nations. A group of seven leaders are discussing ambitious plans to shift the balance of car buying away from combustion fuels to green vehicles by the end of the decade. Under one proposal contained in a document seen by Bloomberg, the G7 nations are striving to ensure the majority of all new passenger car sales are not petrol and not diesel by 2030 or sooner, which is huge news. Now, here in the UK, we've already put 2030 down as our date. But according to this Bloomberg Green article, 2030 could be a date for all of those nations. All seven national leaders gathered in Cornwall. It's a place in southwest England, and there's lots of nothing there. By that I mean it's beautiful, as in a lot of countryside. And the commitments have not yet been agreed by the G7 officials, who are drafting the conclusions of the summit over the weekend. But setting the goal for moving away from combustion fuels is a turning point for many of those nations represented there. Of course, Joe Biden will have a big job to do when he goes back to the US to sell it into the driving public in America that you want to give up all of your petrol and diesel. I mean, we know it's going to happen one day, but the sooner the better, if you ask me, but not everybody agrees with that. Link to Bloomberg in the show notes. Okay, coming up, we will talk about a plug-in hybrid Lexus and a Neo that is now officially able to be sold in Europe. Stick around.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Now, let's talk about why Volkswagen could beat Tesla to full self-driving subscription. Volkswagen is considering a service that would charge people to use their full self-driving feature on an hourly basis. Even if you don't want to drive your vehicle for maybe the whole five-hour journey, you want to take a three-hour break in the middle when you're on the motorway or something, you can opt in to self-driving per hour, according to ndtv.com. Volkswagen plans to launch the first subscription plan for their electric vehicles in sometime quarter two next year. In an interview with the German newspaper Die Welt, Thomas Ulbrich, a Volkswagen board member, said they plan to offer other services as well, either on an hourly or daily subscription plan. Even if the vehicle charging break is maybe 15 minutes, you could hire a game for 15 minutes. I don't like where that is going with cars, but I think they are going that way. The way of Netflix and Spotify and you being on the hook for monthly amounts even after you've bought a product. Link in the show notes if you'd like to read more. Yesterday I mentioned about, or maybe the day before, I forget, I mentioned about how electric power is really transforming certain industries, and the mining business is one that I mentioned. So thank you very much to Mark, who sent me this link to a story. In Stockholm, Sandvik is expecting the market for battery electric underground equipment, mining equipment, to really take off in the next couple of years. Mining companies want lower emissions and cutting costs, and they could sell more electric than diesel-driven underground mining kit, including their competitors, the likes of Epiroc. Haven't heard of them, but Caterpillar I certainly have. Unlimited amounts of power underground, electric power, would mean work can be done cleaner, quicker, and safer, whereas any vehicle that emits any kind of emission underground causes a major headache for mining industries. So there we go. Even if we're digging things out of the planet, we can try and do it in the best possible way. I'll pop a link to this article about how the future of mining is going electric if you fancy a weekend read, if you'd like to read more. Let's talk about a plug-in hybrid Lexus. The all-new Lexus NX is a plug-in hybrid version. So again, possibly not for me, because I'm kind of past plugins, but I know lots of people listening to this show either own one or want to buy one at some point in the future. So what do you get with your Lexus plug-in hybrid? If you want the plug-in hybrid system, or they're calling it Lexus Electrified, 36 miles of range on electric power, a new high-capacity lithium-ion battery, they say. I wouldn't call that very high capacity, but Toyota, you do you. The system it adds that electric power to a 2-litre engine as well to create your 0-60 time of 6 seconds, which is brisk without winning any awards. There's an onboard 3.3 kilowatt charger. Jeepers, Lexus, Toyota. I want to try and cover your stories on the podcast and not say moderately sarcastic things about you, but what are you doing putting a 3.3 kilowatt onboard charger on? You just know people are going to go to a Rapid, and if there's an AC plug on that, just block it up for hours and hours. I mean, BMW are putting CCS sockets on, fast charging on their plug-in hybrids. Nothing wrong with a plug-in hybrid if it's charging at 50 kilowatts, got a nice big battery. Anyway, if you want this car, I think it'll be on sale, you know, at some point. You shouldn't buy it, in my opinion. Right, moving on. The Neo ES8 is now officially approved for sale in Europe. At first available in Norway, starting in September. Neo announcing it's received European whole vehicle type approval for the Neo ES8. That is their big luxury SUV entering the European market, but to begin with, in Norway. Another Chinese brand that's entering this market, along with the likes of XPeng, BYD, and more. Of course, SAIC, a Chinese company, already sell their cars here. They just have an MG badge on the front. There's a big MG dealership network all around the UK and the EU as well. So great to see more cars coming to the market, and we like that a lot. Thank you for bearing with me today. That's the podcast. Sunday show, I'll be reading out your answers to Question of the Week with emobilitynorway.com, all about the noises that cars make, inside or outside. What do you think? Give me your suggestions, your thoughts. Anytime. My address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Well, thank you so much for listening, as always, to the podcast. I really appreciate everyone who checks out the Patreon page, because that's how we fund this show. And I couldn't do it without you. So patreon.com, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Premium partners are Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and emobilitynorway.com. Have a good day tomorrow, and remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.